How does net neutrality affect the ACLU?
Well, the ACLU is fundamentally concerned about Americans' access to information, and that's from all sources. And one of the primary concerns with the D.C. Circuit's decision in Verizon v. FCC, which removed the FCC's ability to engage in net neutrality regulation, is that viewpoint diversity, access to information, and the ability of internet customers to have the highest quality of service, could be impaired.
And so, what is the ACLU stance regarding net neutrality and the D.C. Court of Appeals decision in January?
So, the fundamental issue with net neutrality is that broadband internet access has become kind of like a utility, very similar to phone service or electricity. And for very much like phone service, it's a problem if the provider of phone service is able to discriminate or block what are called edge providers. So companies like Google or like Facebook that actually provide the content that you access. If the company that provides you that access is able to slow those edge providers down, or is able to block them, which is especially of concern if it's a potential competitor, like somebody who provides phone service over the internet. If the consumer isn't able to vote with their feet and move to a different broadband provider, then the broadband provider is able to exercise a significant amount of market power, which results in poorer service, potentially higher prices. And because we're talking about the provision of information, this raises First Amendment problems.
So why would an internet provider do that without alienating their customers?
Well, that's exactly the problem, right? Is that if customers are unable to vote with their feet and move to a different broadband provider, which currently they can't do because there are only a limited number of broadband providers in the vast majority of markets in the United States, then the broadband provider has no incentive not to discriminate or not to block competing services.
Since the court decision in January, what has happened with net neutrality?
Well, I think everybody's waiting to see exactly what's going to happen. The FCC, to its credit, moved relatively quickly in addressing the court's decision and opening a period where the public is able to comment on what they might be able to do, under the court's decision to potentially protect consumers from problematic behavior by broadband providers. That process is ongoing. All of the groups that have a stake in this issue are in the process of figuring out, what they need to say to the FCC and sort of what they need to ask for. The fundamental request and the best thing that the FCC could do is reclassify broadband internet service as what's known as a common carrier. Again, very much like telephone service. And if they were to do that, which they could do on their own, they don't need to go to Congress or to the administration to do this. They could just reclassify. If they were able to do that, they would be able to ensure that broadband internet providers cannot discriminate or block content providers.
How does net neutrality affect a community like Columbia, Missouri, where, just to give you some context, there's more than 100,000 people, but there are only a few main internet providers?
Right. So Columbia, Missouri is in the same boat as most markets in the United States, where when it comes to high speed broadband, there are only a few options. Now there are new entrants to the market. Things like 4G wireless and even Google Fiber. But in the vast majority of markets like Columbia, there just aren't that many options. And so that provides the economic framework in which the large broadband providers, because they know that the customers are locked in, have both an incentive to charge those who can pay more for faster service, and then also to potentially block or discriminate against competing services, or even controversial services. Which is a problem specifically for the ACLU as a free speech organization, where we're concerned that in extreme cases you might have broadband providers blocking content because that content is controversial.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you.